4-66, Consolidated Edison Development Incorporated, Del Mar C, preliminary and final site plan.
This is a preliminary and final site plan for the construction of a solar facility and related site improvements. Conditional use number 2386 to allow for the use of the site as a solar facility was approved by Sussex County Council at their meeting of Tuesday, May 7th, 2024, through ordinance number 3004. Property is located on the east and west side of Castrite Drive, on the south side of Bacon's Road, Sussex County Road 515, approximately 0.39 miles west of Country Walk. The applicant has provided details of the proposed financial security package for the decommissioning for review by the commission. Subject to the commission's review of the applicant's proposed financial security, final plan complies with Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval. The zoning is GR, General Residential District. Tax parcel is District 532, map 6.00, parcel 32.00. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals, and the plan is therefore eligible for both preliminary and final approvals.
And just before we ask on this, staff, you've reviewed the financial security that's been proposed, and everybody's okay with that?
Correct, we're.
Okay, thanks. Just so we have that on the record.
Yep.
Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. With regards to S24-66, Consolidated Edison Development, Inc., Del Mar C, I make a motion to approve the preliminary and final site plan.
I second the motion.
It's been moved and seconded to approve site plan 24-66, Consolidated Edison Development, Incorporated, Del Mar C, as a preliminary and a final. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is site plan 24-64, Consolidated Edison Development Incorporated, Bridgeville, preliminary and final site plan.
This is a preliminary and final site plan for the construction of a solar facility and related site improvements. Conditional use number 2384 to allow for the use of the site as a solar facility was approved by the Sussex County Council at their meeting of Tuesday, February 6, 2024. Through ordinance number 2983. Property is located on the west side of South Main Street, Route 13, approximately 0.21 miles northwest of Rifle Range Road, Sussex County Road 545. The applicant has provided details of the proposed financial security package for decommissioning for review by the commission. Subject to the commission's review of the applicant's proposed financial security, the final plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. The tax parcel is District 131, map 14.00, parcel 29.00. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals, and the plan is therefore eligible for both preliminary and final approvals.
On this one, same question. Staff's reviewed that financial security and you're good with it?
Yes. The number is provided.
All right. Thanks.
Mr. Chairman, in regards of S-24-64, Consolidation Edison Development, Inc., Bridgeville A, preliminary site, make a motion to approve the preliminary and final site plan.
Second.
We moved and seconded to approve site plan 2464, Consolidated Edison Development Incorporated, Bridgeville, as a preliminary and a final. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is site plan 24-30, Budget Mini Storage Expansion, Revised Preliminary Site Plan.
This is a revised preliminary site plan for the construction of an expansion of the existing 14,400 square foot of commercial storage facility with the addition of 50,000 square feet onto the unimproved neighboring parcel for a total of 71,400 square feet of commercial storage. The plan includes the addition of 24 commercial self-storage buildings, 33 RV storage stalls, and a 270 square foot office, parking, sidewalk fencing, stormwater management, and other ancillary improvements. The applicant received a variance from the Sussex County Board of Adjustment on September 23rd, 2024, relating to the provision of a vegetative buffer under the CHCOZ buffer requirements. The relief granted allows the applicant to provide the forested buffer along a limited 37-foot segment of the 154.28 feet of frontage on parcel 58.09. Property is located on the east side of Sussex Highway, Route 13 in Greenwood. The revised preliminary plan complies with the Sussex County zoning codes. The zoning is C2, medium commercial district, and tax parcel is District 530, map 10.00, parcels 58.08 and 58.09. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move to...
Before you make a motion on this one, I would just like to make a comment regarding the area that the RV park is set in, the utility easement area, proposed spaces 9 through 33. Do we need clarification on that to make sure that there's no objection from the utility owners?
So staff did reach out to the applicant to ask some questions about that utility easement and what's happening over and above on that area. So if the commission wished, because we're acting on a preliminary today, the commission could make the final contingent on that being satisfactorily clarified to staff.
Okay. All right. I'm satisfied with that. Mr. Butler?
Mr. Benson, I'm going to go ahead and make a motion for approval if you just I'd like to add that piece to it.
Sure. Motion would be to approve the revised preliminary site plan for budget mini storage expansion with final by staff, subject to confirmation that there's no objection to the storage of the RVs or parking of RVs in the utility area.
Yep. Okay, that'd be my motion, sir.
I second it.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to approve site plan S24-30 budget mini storage expansion revised preliminary site plan as a preliminary with the stipulation stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is site plan 19-16, Clearlane Enterprises LLC, revised preliminary site plan.
This is a revised preliminary site plan for the construction of a proposed 8,400 square foot commercial warehouse and other site improvements. The parcel is located on the east side of Isaacs Road, Route 30, approximately 460 feet north of the Milton Ellendale Highway, Route 16. A preliminary site plan was previously approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, May 11th, 2023, for a 4,000 square foot garage and a 9,600 square foot commercial warehouse. This site plan will replace the previously approved plan. The revised preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code, the tax parcel is District 235, Map 14, Parcel 67. Zoning is C1 General Commercial District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the Commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approvals be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the revised preliminary site plan for S19-16. Clearlane Enterprises LLC with final by staff subject to receipt of all regulatory approvals.
I second.
Moved and seconded to approve site plan 19-16 Clearlane Enterprises LLC as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is Delaware Electric Cooperative revised preliminary site plan.
This is a revised preliminary site plan for the construction of a proposed 14,560 square foot transformer shop and other site improvements. The parcel is located on the west side of Sussex Highway, Road 13. Conditional use number 2052 to establish the public utility use on the site was approved by Sussex County Council at their meeting of Tuesday, July 19, 2016, and adopted through ordinance number 2458. The revised preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The tax parcel is District 530, Map 14, Parcel 16. Zoning is C1 General Commercial District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the Commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approvals be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move to approve Delaware Electric Cooperative revised site plan, or a preliminary site plan. Final approve subject to staff upon all receipt of all agency approvals.
I second the motion.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the revised preliminary site plan for Delaware Electric Cooperative as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is site plan 24-73, White House Beach Manufactured Home Park, conditional use number 2417, preliminary site plan.
Excuse me, Chairman. I think we have another Delaware.
That's 2479.
There's a second Delaware.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Well, why don't we do site plan 24-71, Delaware Electric Cooperative preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the construction of a proposed 14,560-square-foot vehicle enclosure, a 9,760-square-foot maintenance building, and other site improvements. The parcel is located on the west side of Carp Branch Road, Sussex County Road 583A, at the corner of Carp Branch Road and Sussex Highway Route 13. Conditional use number 2522 was approved by Sussex County Council at their meeting of Tuesday, August 27, 2024. The preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval. Tax parcel is District 530, Map 14, Parcel 17. Zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and C1, General Commercial District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the Commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approvals be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move to approve S-24-71 Delaware Electric Cooperative preliminary site plan upon final approval, subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
I second the motion.
Been moved and seconded to approve site plan 24-71 Delaware Electric Cooperative as a preliminary, with final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. The next item is site plan 2473, White House Beach Manufactured Home Park, conditional use number 2417, preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the addition of 8 further manufactured home units as proposed lots 234 through 241 to be located on the north side of East Harbor Drive within the existing White House Beach Manufactured Home Park. The site was subject of a previous conditional use application, conditional use number 2417 for White House Beach, Inc. The Sussex County Council approved the use at their meeting of Tuesday, July 30th, 2024, and the change was adopted through ordinance number 3033. White House Beach is a previously approved manufactured home park that, according to county records, has been established since 1956, has existed for over 60 years, and consists of a total of 450 home sites based on a selection of data points available through the county's online mapping system. The original manufactured home park is legally non-conforming and existed prior to the establishment of Sussex County Zoning Code on January 1st, 1971, with 3 previous conditional use applications being approved on the parcel for expansions to the manufactured home park, conditional use numbers 2, 81, and 385. Property is located on the south side of Long Neck Road, Route 23, approximately 2.53 miles southeast of the intersection of Long Neck Road, Route 23, and School Lane, Sussex County Road 298 in Millsboro, Delaware. Preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval. The tax parcel is District 234, Map 330.00, Parcel 6.00. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the Commission desire to act favorably on this application, staff requests that the final approvals be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals, and that a measurement be provided on the plans which clearly depicts the proximity of the proposed home sites to this nearest state or federal wetlands for further clarity and to more fully address condition E of the conditions of approval.
And Mr. Chairman, if I may, just as these are 8 new lots in this unit, the Commission could also make the approval contingent on building restriction lines being shown. The intent being is that 20, 30 years from now, there is no dispute whatsoever about where structures may be sited. So.
Okay, so do I need to include the condition E for my motion to approve? For staff?
If that's what you're inclined to do, you know, you could make it basically what's in the staff memo, that it's the motion would be to approve the preliminary site plan with the final approvals by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals, and then a measurement be provided on the plans which clearly depicts the proximity of the proposed home sites to the nearest state or federal wetlands for further clarity, and to more fully address condition E of the conditions of approval, and to add the building restriction lines within each lot.
Okay, that's my motion.
Second.
Thank you.
Been moved and seconded to approve site plan 24-73 White House Beach Manufactured Home Park, conditional use number 2417, as a preliminary, with final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other agency approvals, and subject to the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Next item is White House Beach Manufactured Home Park Revised Master Plan.
This is a revised master plan for the White House Beach Manufactured Home Park. As previously stated, White House Beach is a previously approved manufactured home park that, according to county records, has been established since 1956, has existed for over 60 years, and consists of a total of 450 home sites based on a selection of data points available through the county's online mapping system. The master plan generally depicts the layout of the entire White House Beach community, identifies all lot locations by number to include all lots that are set aside for tent camping, RV camping, and manufactured homes as required by Condition E of the conditions of approval. The revised master plan for the White House Beach Manufactured Home Park complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval. Tax parcel is District 234, Map 30.00, Parcel 6.00. Zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District.
Mr. Chair, with regards to White House Beach Manufactured Home Park, I make a motion to approve the revised master plan.
I second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the revised master plan for White House Beach Manufactured Home Park. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is site plan 24-56 MCH Offices Long and Foster preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the construction of a proposed 1,069 square foot expansion of the office use on the second story of the existing structure currently hosting three commercial service and office tenants. The applicant has included a request for relief relating to the number of parking stalls to be provided. Parcel is located on the west side of Coastal Highway Route 1 on the northwest corner of the intersection of Coastal Highway Route 1 and Addy Road at Middlesex Beach. The revised preliminary site plan complies with Sussex County Zoning Code. Tax parcel is District 134, Map 17.16, Parcel 40.00. The zoning is B1, Neighborhood Business District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the Commission decide to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approvals be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Any questions?
I just have one. I'm not quite sure I understand why the difference is so great with the first floor parking. I'm sorry, the second floor, 26 down to 7. Is there an explanation on what they're doing with the?
Basically, the site was underparked to begin with. It has uses that are variously more active at different times of the day,
so as sort of,
and basically, so it still is underparked, but it had to be, it had to come through commission for that
okay.
reason.
No questions. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the preliminary site plan with relief from the parking requirements for site plan 2456 MCH Offices Long and Foster with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
I second it.
Moved and seconded to approve site plan 24-56 MCH Offices Long and Foster as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is lands of Andrew Chupp, minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the creation of one lot plus residual lands with access off a proposed 30-foot wide ingress egress access easement. Proposed parcel one will consist of 0.7502 acres, and the residual lands will consist of 0.772 acres, more or less. A shared use maintenance agreement shall be established for the use of the shared access road. The property is located on the north side of Concord Road, Route 20. The minor subdivision plan complies with Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. The tax parcel is District 231, Map 21, Parcel 2.09. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the Commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting that final approval be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move to approve lands of Andrew Chupp, minor subdivision plan off a 30-foot easement, final approval subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
I second the motion.
Been moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision plan off of a proposed 30-foot easement for lands of Andrew Chop with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. All right. That